Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
It's 2:21. CBS's Heather Bosch is among the hundreds of reporters keeping track of the minute-by-minute developments in Boston and joins us live here on Maryland's News Now. Heather, it's 23 hours after the bombings. Everybody running on empty up there?
You know, it's interesting. I'm out here in the area that was cordoned off, a big square. This is a big part of town, 12 blocks where you walk by, you see National Guards, men and women, blocking people out. But then you also see people kind of trying to get back to life here. There was a fellow with a saxophone walking down the street playing. There are college kids out, you know, doing some artistic work. Lots of cars and even some construction. But when you walk up and talk to people, you just passed a dad on the street with his 7-year-old in a stroller telling me, you know, I'm just so glad it wasn't me. We're down here all the time. My family, he said, is down here all the time. And there's a lot of that going on. Sort of, well, it's good news that there were only 2 bombs that went off, but and it's the next day, but now settles in the reality that this was likely some kind of terrorist attack, domestic or otherwise, and that there are more than 100 people recovering at the local hospital and 3 lives that were lost here in this raid.
We use the term explosive devices pretty generically, but when you get into what was actually used in this case, the pressure cooker and all those details, it becomes pretty creepy, doesn't it?
It was a couple of very crude bombs placed at low levels. So, and apparently, according to the doctors, they were just pulling shrapnel out of people. And this was kind of a low-level bomb, I guess what the term is. It's not the kind that leaves a giant crater, but it certainly did enough damage. I mean, people have had to have their limbs amputated. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've probably heard about the 8-year-old who lost his life after he ran across the street, hugged his dad, made it across the finish line. He went back to be with his family, and then, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And, it's very hard to figure out who would do that. And that's another thing people out here are trying to grapple with. Who on earth would do something like that?
One of the miraculous things in that particular situation is the fact that so many lives were probably saved because there happened to be all those emergency medical people set up there for the marathon.
That's right. A lot of them come out and volunteer. They think they're going to be taking care of the odd sprained ankle or bunions or blisters. This time, man, they were called into full force. The hospitals are telling us that their doctors and nurses and other staff rushed into town. So they had those folks coming in. And just the scenes of, you know, the smoke going up from the blast, and before the smoke had stopped, people suddenly stop running, turn around, go back to those barricades, rip off those flagpoles and metal objects and debris, pulling people off the ground, carrying them in some cases to safety, spectators and runners and medics alike. That was an amazing thing.
Yeah. Anything new this afternoon on the person of interest we heard about or that search they carried out overnight in Revere, Mass.?
Yeah, lots of talk about that. There was a Saudi national that some bystanders grew suspicious of. His hands were burned, and he was running around the scene. So investigators spoke to him at length in the hospital where he was taken for care. They did not dare. They're saying he's not a suspect. They're being very firm about that. They searched a home overnight in the suburb of Rainier, as you said. We're told that they came out with 3 bags of something that could be evidence. No one quite knows what it is. But again, they're stressing, look, we're taking care of everything. We're going to cross every T and dot every I. There are no suspects. There are no arrests yet. As far as I know out here, you know, haven't been online for the last few minutes because I've been talking to folks out here. As far as I know, no one has claimed responsibility for this just yet.
Nope. You haven't missed anything you've been talking with us. CBS's Heather Bosch joining us live from Boston here on Maryland's News Now. Thanks, Heather.